This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1344, How to Intensify Your Impatience in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 130 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Los Angeles and New York City, USA. And to take your learning deeper with real-time transcripts and vocabulary practice, download our app on your iOS device. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses. Do you ever feel that something should happen sooner than it actually does? Today, find out how to say that you've been impatient about something that has finally just occurred. This episode was recorded a few weeks in advance.
Our understanding of the COVID-19 situation has changed since then.
We hope you are healthy and safe.
And we hope that All Ears English can be a bright spot in your day during this moment of uncertainty.
Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Awesome, Michelle. I'm feeling really good. How about you?
I'm good. I mean, I have a question, though, because on Instagram, I am seeing you with all these dogs, and you always have a dog around, or you have a picture with a dog, and
I have to ask you,
are you getting a puppy?
Yes, I am finally getting a puppy.
Oh my gosh, it's about time, Lindsay. That's awesome.
Well, actually, I'm not getting a puppy, Michelle.
Oh, no!
Guys, that was just an example, just a demo so we could show you a special language function here. But yeah, you're right, Michelle. I mean, on Saturday, I filmed a video with Harry, and Harry is this cute little puppy, super mutt puppy, that we were taking care of through Rover.com. You know, Rover is like a dog babysitting service.
That's so cool.
And he was actually like legitimately a puppy. I mean, he was huge, huge dog, but the vet had told his owner that he was 2 years old, but she's very skeptical of that. He seems more like a 10-month-old puppy because he had puppy energy. He would just run around the house, fall over himself. But he was very sweet.
Very sweet. You had him the whole weekend? Or
we just had him for 24 hours, but it felt honestly like it was a lot of work. I was like, whoa. Especially a dog that size. You know, you need to wipe their paws when they come in. You need to take them out for walks every 3 hours. I just did not know how much work he would be. And he was a ton of work, but he was adorable.
Aw, that's fun. Well, it's fun to like be able to have a dog in short spurts of time, right? Because we kind of talked about, you know, I know you want a dog, but, you know, we talked about how having a dog is so tough and, you know, that responsibility is really.
Oh, yeah. That's why we're doing this Rover thing. We can get a glimpse at how it might look, how life might look with a dog without actually having the commitment of owning the dog. So we're going to see. But I think I still just want a dog.
For sure. Is it hard? I mean, do you find like when you dog sit or like, I mean, I know one of them is your friend's dog, but like, okay, Harry, you know, then do you find that you get a little attached and you're like, oh.
Yeah, I was feeling all day on Sunday. I was saying, I miss Harry.
Well, maybe you can get him again.
Maybe. He was so sweet. Anyways, yeah, it is about time that I got a dog, right, Michelle? I mean, is there anything that you feel like it's about time that thing happened?
Oh, that is a great question. question. Oh my gosh. Oh, wow. That is a good one, Lindsay. I can say that a new restaurant opened very close to my apartment, and it had been empty for so long, and we were waiting. What's going to come there? What's going to come there? And finally, a new restaurant opened up, and we were like, it's about time. So that's something that happened.
And what kind of restaurant is it that opened up in there, though?
It's Italian. Ooh. So we tried it the other day, and it was good. So it felt like, okay, it was worth the wait, you know?
It was worth the wait. Okay, I love that. I love that. What a good feeling when something is finally accomplished or something occurs that you felt like you were waiting for so long, right?
For sure, for sure. And Lindsay, you actually brought up this phrase, it's about time, because you spoke with a student in the Website Wizard interview about this phrase. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about that experience?
Yeah, so guys, so many of our listeners, you guys opted in to be chosen to be randomly selected to be a part of the Website Wizard Club. And Miguel was one of the students chosen. And I interviewed him. I talked with him on Skype. Miguel is living in New York, if I remember correctly. Yeah, he's living on the Upper West Side. So he's close to you, Michelle.
That's right.
Yeah, he's working at, I think it was a tech company or a data company. And he just felt like he's lived in the U.S. in New York for about, I think, 2 years. And he just felt like, you know, it's time to learn English. And he said to me, he said, you know, I asked him, why are you trying to learn English? Why does it matter? He said, because it's time. And I said, do you mean because it's about time, right? It's about time. It means that he has put in so much work and so much stress and so much anxiety around learning. It's about time that he had the skills to actually connect in English. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Interesting. Definitely. So, yeah, I can understand why Miguel said it's time. But we're going to talk more about this phrase, it's about time, in just a second. But guys, before we get into that, we want to remind you, this is a really good phrase. And this is an example of something that you are going to see in our iOS app on your personalized power list for vocabulary, right? So this is definitely going to be a clickable item where you will be able to get the definition and get it all on one list. So I will be including this one because this is a really, really important good phrase. And instead of just hearing it and then, it goes away. Right, now you can have it all in one place. So you got to go over and get that. That's at allearsenglish.com/bonuses.
Absolutely, Michelle. This is a perfect little chunk for the app, for the personal power list for each student. Okay, I love it. I love it. But let's get into it, Michelle. So how are we going to attack this today? Because there's a real difference between it's time and it's about time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I feel like saying it's time is a little bit more serious and straightforward. That's how I feel. I personally didn't hear the discussion. So I could see if Miguel had said, because it's time, right? In that way, that would be fine as well. But I think using it's about time, I think it has a little bit more of an attitude. not necessarily like a mean attitude, but more like showing that this has been a struggle that's been going on and now you're emphasizing it. So yes, is saying it's because it's time. It's not wrong, but here we have a better phrase to express this kind of this frustration or this feeling of, yes, this has to happen now.
Yeah. I agree with you exactly, Michelle. I mean, I think it's neutral. You said serious, straightforward. I would add to that neutral. If we just say, it's time. Yeah, it's time for your guitar lesson. Yes, fine. Right? It's time. Right. Why did you make dinner? Why are we having dinner now? Because it's time to eat. Okay? That doesn't have as much attitude. It doesn't have as much emphasis, right? When you're really trying to make that statement, that's why I said to Miguel, I said, are you trying to say it's about time? Right? And he said, yeah, that feels right, because he wants to learn, right?
Right. Exactly.
The iOS app is the way to take your learning with these episodes to a higher level. Want to be able to save important words that you learn on the show and see their meanings immediately? Do you want to read the transcripts while you listen right on your screen? Get the iOS app at allearsenglish.com/bonuses.
All right. So, I mean, yeah, let's talk about, again, the intonation. So would you say, it's about time? How would you say it?
I would say, well, it's about time, right? You're really emphasizing kind of stretching out both words and you're bringing them together as a statement. Okay.
Right. I like that, definitely. It's almost like saying something has happened later. So like with Miguel, if he wanted to have more of a spunky attitude about what he was saying and show that he was irritated with, you know, the time it's taken, I think he could say it's about time.
Right. And I think he was irritated. And that's the key, right? I mean, I think a lot of our listeners, I'm guessing you guys are frustrated, right? You've been trying to learn English probably your whole lives, but the way that you've been learning just has not been the right method, right?
Yeah.
And so that's why we're happy to have this show to provide for you guys that you can finally get a taste of what it's like when we can move beyond just language and start to connect, right? I mean, that's the impression I got from Miguel. Or maybe it was just my ideas.
If it's not exact, I'm sure that we have listeners who feel this way. So I don't think that's totally out of left field, Lindsay.
out of left field. Good one, by the way.
Good one. How does this, a phrase like this, help us connect? Because I think it helps with connection a lot because it kind of, it shares frustration about something with yourself. And it kind of has this, shares this vulnerability with others, right?
Exactly. Yeah, I agree, Michelle. It's useful too. I mean, it can also show, so I agree with that part. It can show frustration if you're talking about something outside of yourself and the other person. It can also show irritation if you're saying it to the other person, right? If they're not doing something on time, right? You know, for example, you know, your partner says, oh, I took the garbage out, and you say, it's about time, that's been sitting around for 2 days.
Right. Exactly. Or with the puppy example, you know, it's almost used in like a lighthearted way to tease you, like, oh, you said you were going to get a puppy and then you didn't. I'm like, it's about time. Right.
Yeah. So clearly this has multiple uses.
Very dynamic. Yeah. I mean, other times when this could be used. Right. So, I mean, like, you know, I'm imagining if someone's late for something, you could say that.
Yeah. It's about time. You want to show you've been waiting for them. You're irritated. Or maybe there's a couple that's been dating for 10 years, right? The two people have been dating for 10 years and they finally get engaged or married. You say it's about time.
Right. Exactly. Or it's just in general, when something happens that's obvious to everyone, but never happened in that until that moment. So like, for example, I mean, this is similar with the relationship stuff, but a relationship starts of two people. They said they didn't like each other, but everybody knows that they actually like each other. And then they finally get together. It's about time. We all knew that was going to happen.
Another good example.
And then also, I mean, I think about a TV show, right? If like everybody kind of had this feeling like this was going to happen, they were all predicting it, and it's about time.
So there's a lot of places where this makes a lot of sense. And that's why I really think that this phrase, adding this about piece, is very next level for you guys. You know, if you can start to say things like this, that's going to build that connection. It's going to set you apart. If you're taking the IELTS exam, it's going to make you a totally different candidate. It's going to make you a 7 or higher candidate rather than a 6 or lower candidate. Okay.
Definitely. So should we give our listeners some examples, examples of how to use it?
Sure. Here we go. Okay. So sorry, I'm late.
It's about time. I've been waiting for hours, right?
Right. Exactly. Do you have any friends, or maybe you are that way, Michelle? Are you habitually a late person?
I don't think so. I think I maybe used to be worse, but now I think I think I'm pretty good about being on time. I mean, within reason.
Okay.
What about you?
Well, no, I'm usually on time. I'm not late, but I do have a couple friends that I hang out with. They're a couple. They're dating, and the two of them are just they're just late people. They're always late, and I can never figure out why. I just wonder, like, what goes through your head when do you just start to get ready later, and then you hit the road too late, or how does that actually happen? You're always late.
I don't know. That's funny. Oh, that's too bad.
It's not like it just happens once. It happens every time we hang out. So it's really interesting. So I don't know, but that's also a cultural issue that we have talked about at different times. We can come back to that for sure.
Definitely. So yeah, that one was our example about time. Then this is the one about a relationship. So if I said, oh my goodness, Larry and Robin finally got together.
It's about time. I could see that coming for years, right? So I knew that we all knew because you said finally, right? So that's a good example.
Right. Or what's another one, Lindsay?
She finally got her scholarship money.
It's about time. She's been waiting forever.
Yeah. So guys, you can see this can be applied in a lot of different places.
Exactly. And one other way to use this, which we'll touch on just a little bit, is to use it earlier on in the sentence in what you're talking about to describe your own thoughts, right? Mm-hmm. So this is the same idea, but it's kind of more of a neutral version with a little bit less spunk, right? So for example, if Lindsay could say, it's about time you move out and get a roommate.
I know. Okay. So you're kind of pushing someone, right, to do something and something to happen in their lives. I like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but we're focusing more on the other way today. But Lindsay, should we do a couple other ways of saying that?
Okay. Yeah, for sure. All right. So let's show our listeners other ways to say it's about time, right? So for example, one could be, what took you so long? And in some contexts, this could work.
Right, exactly. Guys, this is not necessarily exactly a perfect match. This could definitely sound a little rude if you say it in a certain way. Mm-hmm. But if you say it in a fun, kind of playful way, that could be fine too. So like, for example, Lindsay, you're running up. You're late.
Yeah, I'm going to say, I'm here. I made it.
Oh, Lindsay, what took you so long? I've been waiting.
So I think that one's probably going to be another chunk, right, in the iOS app. So that's a great one, guys. Another reason to be over inside the app when you listen, so you can just tap that and save it, okay? And the next one is finally.
Right. And we've been using this one already in other parts of the, other examples today, but it's a really good one. So if I said something like, I got the birthday cake. Sorry about the delay.
Finally. Okay, there so that go. Shows a little bit of frustration from me, right? Yeah. I mean, that may be quite direct. You may not want to be that direct if you're talking to your colleagues or something, and you may not want to show that level of impatience
Overall, I think these are all kind of showing a certain level of impatience. So I think just as a note, even with it's about time, I think, you know, you have to think about how are you using it? Is this appropriate in the moment? For this person.
I agree. And I love this next one because this phrase forever, that took forever, right? That took forever. So for example, we just got our meal.
Wow, Lindsay, that took forever. All right. Well, call me when you're done.
Okay. So I think, Michelle, we should do another episode on this forever because natives use this a lot. They say things like, it's been forever. We use this forever in so many ways to express a long amount of time. So that would be a great episode.
Yeah.
I think.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. All right. Should we do one more?
Okay. We've got a lot of stuff here today. This is good. Okay. So here we go. So what's the phrase, Michelle?
It would be, I thought something would never something. Okay, that sounds funny. Yeah. For example, I thought it'd never happen, or I thought she would never call me, or I thought I would never get that job.
Yeah, this is a nice construction here. And guys, don't get lost in the grammar, okay? Learn it as a chunk, okay? And as a phrase. All right, so for example, Michelle, what would you say?
If I said, he said I love you.
Oh, good. I thought it'd never happen. I thought it would never happen. I'm having a hard time saying that today. I thought it'd never happen. That's interesting how natives do that. Maybe another episode on pronunciation there, right? Oh. I thought it would never happen. Okay.
Nice. Guys, so today we have given you a ton of ways to talk about, to kind of show maybe your frustration or the fact that you've been a little bit impatient about something. Mm-hmm. So these are really good. And I'm glad that we got this from a listener. We got this idea from a conversation we've had with a listener about his English skills, because I'm sure a lot of our listeners are feeling that way.
Exactly. And let us know, guys, what are you kind of wanting to happen that hasn't happened yet? So express this, maybe come back to Instagram or come back to our blog and let us know. Okay. Very cool. Michelle, thanks for hanging out today. It's been fun.
Thanks, Lindsay. Have a good one, guys.
All right. Take care. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.